Hello, and welcome to episode 30 of the Nightlight Stories podcast, recorded on February 5th, 2011. This podcast tells one original story each episode that will light up the imagination of children of all ages, anytime, anywhere. I am your host and narrator, Miss Mal. Living on a mountain, we are lucky to have a lot of wildlife around us. We often wake up to find deer chomping on our weeds, frogs croaking in our ponds, and the creek babbling behind our house. Occasionally in our ponds, we will have some special reptile visitors. We enjoy these visits because it gives us an opportunity to observe these animals in their natural habitat, and it gives the kids a quick, authentic science lesson. The story you're about to hear, Mojo's Reptile Rescue, was written by Chris and Melissa Bouguet. As you listen to the story, consider the following. What characteristics would you use to describe yourself? Mojo's Reptile Rescue by Chris and Melissa Bouguet. Mojo the ferret sprinted down the hallway, desperately looking for a place to hide as soon as he heard his mother start the water. No way was he going to take a bath. He hated taking baths. His scent was a part of who he was, and whenever he took a bath, he felt like part of himself washed away down the drain. Head flicking to and fro, he spied his options. Under the dresser? No good. His mom could reach him easily there. Under the bed? Better, but still not great. She could reach him there, too. Behind the vacuum and stack of paper towels at the bottom of the linen closet? He'd never hid there before. Perfect! Mojo weaseled into the closet, snaked himself into a comfy, cozy corner, and held his breath, waiting for the game of hide-and-seek to start. Okay, bring him here, he heard his mom yell from the bathroom. Mojo's heart raced. The hunt was about to begin. He hoped they wouldn't find him. Poor little fella, his dad replied, walking into the bathroom. I think this will make him feel better. Mojo thought there was no way a bath would make him feel better. He felt just fine the way he was. This will work for now, said his mother, turning off the water. But tomorrow we really need to find him a better home. Mojo's belly did a flippity-flop. New home? Were they sending him away? They were giving him away because he didn't like to take baths? Mojo cautiously crept out from his hiding place, peeking his nose through the crack in the closet door. They couldn't be serious, could they? You're right, agreed Mojo's father, leaning down in the tub. I'll call the pet store and animal rescue shelter tomorrow to see where we should take him. Panic gripped Mojo, and he gave up hiding. He had to do something to convince his family not to give him away. With two giant leaps, he was across the hall. He felt the coldness of the tile on his paws as he snuggled around his mother's ankles. Oh, Mojo! Hey there, buddy! His father said, curling his hands around Mojo's belly and lifting him up off the floor. I bet you're anxious to meet our new house guest. Mojo's dad crouched down over the tub, and Mojo saw that the bath wasn't meant for him at all. Inside the tub was a strange creature. It had four stumpy legs and a long neck that stretched out from underneath something hard and oval. Its head and legs were covered with wrinkly greenish-black skin, speckled with little yellow spots. Two black eyes blinked slowly as the creature attempted to climb the sides of the tub. Mojo watched the animal push itself up out of the shallow water and then slide back down, and then push itself up and then slide back down. He knew how the clumsy animal felt. That was exactly the same way he always tried to escape the tub. Mojo thought if it was hard for him to get out of the tub, it would be impossible for this little animal. After all, Mojo didn't carry a large thing on his back like this animal did. Mojo, said his father. This is why he needs a name. How about Lexdor? Suggested Mojo's mother with a grin. Why Lexdor? Asked Mojo's father. Mojo's mother just shrugged. I don't know. His bald head reminds me of Lex Luthor. But Lex Luthor is one of Superman's arch-villains, so his name can't be Lex. But if you smush Lex and Luthor together, you sort of get Lexdor. So Lexdor is his name. Makes sense to me, said Mojo's dad, shrugging back. I would have called him Shelley or Sheldon, but Lexdoor it is. Relief fell over Mojo when he realized that his family wasn't sending him away. They were talking about finding a home for this creature. Mojo wondered what you called this type of animal and where he came from. Do you think he's hungry? Mojo's mother asked. Maybe, said his father, but I have no idea what this little guy eats, do you? Mojo's mother shook her head. I'm not sure. I'm not an expert on reptiles, but I assume, like all animals, they need water. And of course, we know he swims in water. I remember seeing animals just like him in the pond during our summer camping trips. Mojo thought he knew what to feed the animal. He hadn't met any animal yet that didn't like raisins. Mojo squirmed in his father's hands and kicked with his back feet, trying to get down to get some from his hidden stash.
Okay, take it easy, Moji. Here you go,
Mojo's dad said, placing Mojo back on the ground. Mojo took off, fast as a cheetah, heading down the stairs and up the ladder to his cage. He quickly rummaged through his pile of dirty socks, stuffed in the corner, and pulled out a plump black raisin. Scooting backwards, raisin gripped in both paws, Mojo backed out down the ladder and then back up the stairs. Mojo dragged the raisin along, resisting the temptation to eat it himself. When he got back to the bathroom, his parents had left. He could hear them searching the kitchen for something for the visitor to eat. Mojo pointed his butt at the tub and, like a football player hiking a ball, shot the raisin between his hind legs up into the air. Twisting his head, Mojo saw the raisin sail over the edge of the tub. He heard it land in the water with a plop. Mojo smiled in delight and took off toward the kitchen to get his mom and dad. As he approached, he heard his mother and father as they continued to hunt for food. Wouldn't they be surprised when they saw what he had done? Well, if we can't find anything, Mojo's mother said, we should at least give him some water to drink. He looked like he was baking out there on the hot road when I found him. He looked really dry and dehydrated. I felt sorry for him. Plus, I didn't want him to get squished by a car. But we just put him in a bath full of water. Wouldn't he just drink that? Asked Mojo's dad. Would you drink your own bath water? Mojo heard his mother's reply. No, said Mojo's father. But then again, I'm not a box tur- Here! Mojo's mother shouted with glee. I bet he'll eat some of these. She pulled out a small red box and pointed at Mojo's father to head toward the bathroom. Mojo knew that red box was full of raisins, and he quickly turned to lead the way. Desperate to see if the creature had eaten his treat, Mojo began to leap up the outside of the tub. Once again, Mojo's dad reached down, but this time, he just gave Mojo a little push onto the edge.
Honey, Mojo heard his father say, I think our little friend got scared. There's something small and black floating in the water. I think he may have pooped.
Mojo shook his head in disbelief. Didn't his father know a raisin when he saw one? Mojo scampered along the sill of the tub and looked down at the animal, who was still trying to claw his way up the porcelain sides. Trying to look as friendly as possible, Mojo motioned with his nose for the creature to look behind him. At first, the animal just blinked, but then he seemed to get the idea. Using his legs as paddles, the visitor turned around and spotted the floating treat. Mojo felt energy bubble up from his insides. The creature was going to eat his raisin. Unable to contain his excitement, Mojo began to hop up and down in anticipation. What's he doing? Mojo heard his mother say as she entered the room with an open box of raisins. He's not going to... Yes, he is, said Mojo's father. I think he's going to eat his own poop. Mojo, bouncing on the edge of the tub in excitement, turned toward his parents in bewilderment. Hadn't they ever seen a raisin floating in water before? Then everything happened at once. The creature slowly stretched out his head and with a snap ate the floating raisin. Mojo's mother grabbed her mouth in surprise, causing the box of raisins to spill. Black raisins poured down onto the edge of the tub. Mojo tried to dance around the shower of raisins, but there were just too many. His paw landed on one, causing him to slip off the edge. Splash! Mojo landed in the water beside his new friend. Soaking wet and more than a little shocked, Mojo sputtered to his feet. The creature turned and began eating the raisins that were floating all around them.
"Oh!" cried Mojo's mother. "Sorry about that, Moji. I didn't mean to knock you in."
Mojo's father howled with laughter. Composing himself for a moment, he said, "Hey, look! That wasn't poop at all. It was a raisin."
"Phew!"
Mojo splished and splashed in the water, trying to climb out. He felt embarrassed and clumsy. All he wanted to do was get out of the tub and get back in his cage. He was about to take another leap when he noticed the creature nudge something his way. Turning, he saw the creature, black eyes peering out of the water, push a raisin toward his face. Mojo bit the raisin, accepting the gift from his new pal. Mojo thought that if he had to be wet, this was the best way to do it, surrounded by raisins and with a new friend. Together, Mojo and Lextor sat in the water eating treats. Mojo thought it was the best bath he had ever taken. We hope you enjoyed the story. We'd like to send out bright birthday wishes to Christy H. of Philadelphia, Victoria J. of Maryland, Aunt Julie of New York, Mike N. of New York, Luke N. of Virginia, Will D. of Spain, and Audrey D. of West Virginia. We hope your day sparkled. If you like what you hear, please feel free to share the website, nightlightstories.net, with others. We rely on listeners like you to tell others about the podcast, the website, and the stories. So if you have a favorite character or story here at Nightlight Stories, please don't keep it to yourself. Share it with a friend, coworker, or family member. Mojo would really appreciate it. As always, we look forward to the many stories we can share together.